This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. The World Bank appointed neutral expert has announced that it is competent to decide on the differences between India and Pakistan over two hydropower projects in Jammu and Kashmir under the Indus Water Treaty. The neutral expert has rejected Pakistan's plea to facilitate the establishment of a court of arbitration to address its concerns about the designs of the two hydroelectric power projects. India had requested the appointment of a neutral expert to evaluate concerns regarding the Kishanganga and Ratle hydroelectric projects. In a statement, the neutral expert noted that after careful consideration and analysis, he has decided to proceed to render a decision on the merits of the points of difference. The Ministry of External Affairs stated that it has been India's consistent and principled position that the neutral expert alone has the authority under the Indus Water Treaty to resolve these differences pertaining to the Kishanganga and Ratle hydroelectric power plants in Jammu and Kashmir. The government is celebrating the 10th anniversary of Beti Bachao Beti Padhao scheme today, marking a decade of relentless efforts to protect, educate and empower the girl child. Women and Child Development Ministry said the event in New Delhi will witness the participation of women officers from the armed forces, paramilitary forces, Delhi police, and girl students and Anganwadi workers. The ministry said the 10th anniversary celebrations will span from today till the 8th of March, culminating on International Women's Day. Political parties have intensified their campaigning for Delhi Assembly polls. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will interact with the party's booth-level workers through the Namo app today afternoon under the Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot program. Party MPs, MLAs, councillors, office-bearers will attend the event along with booth-level workers. Senior Congress leader and leader of opposition in Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi will address a public meeting in the Inderlok area of Sadar Bazar Assembly constituency today. Union Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today met Swiss Federal Railways delegation in Davos. During the meeting, they had a detailed discussion on safety technologies and maintenance practices. Earlier, Mr. Vaishnaw visited rail coach manufacturing plant of Stadler Rail at St. Margrethen in Switzerland. At least 10 people were killed and 15 injured when a truck carrying them met with an accident in Karwar region of Karnataka's Uttara Kannada district this morning. The victims were travelling to Kumta market from Savanur to sell vegetables. The injured were rushed to the nearest hospital, said the police. More information is awaited. In Maharashtra, 3 people were killed and 6 injured in a car accident near Takli Bhan in Srirampur Taluka of Ahilyanagar district this morning. The injured have been shifted to Ahilyanagar for treatment. Police said the victims were returning to their native town after attending a marriage when the mishap took place. In Jammu and Kashmir, the Badhal village in Rajouri district, where 17 mysterious deaths occurred in the last 45 days, has been declared a containment zone. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that the district magistrate has imposed Section 163 of Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita, sealing the affected families' homes. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio met with his Quad counterparts at the U.S. Department of State in Washington, D.C. last night. In a joint statement following the meeting, the U.S. State Department stated that the gathering reaffirmed the Quad's shared commitment to strengthening a free and open Indo-Pacific where the rule of law, democratic values, sovereignty and territorial integrity are upheld and defended. Dr. S. Jaishankar also held a bilateral meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that both the leaders have reviewed their extensive bilateral partnership and also exchanged views on a wide range of regional and global issues. The Indian stock market opened on a positive note today, with the Sensex gaining 366 points to open at 76,204 and the Nifty rose 88 points to start at 23,110. Moving on to sports, in cricket, India are set to face England in the first of the five-match T20 International Series at Eden Gardens in Kolkata this evening. The match will start at 7 p.m. IST. The India Meteorological Department has forecast dense fog conditions during night and early morning hours in isolated parts over Bihar, Gangetic West Bengal, Jharkhand, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura till tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.